the Band of Brothers theme, and no one took that theme more to heart than Sarge, our good friend. We lost a good one over the weekend. Ed Milligan died at Sanford Hospital about 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. He was surrounded by his family and surrounded by friends. I know that some friends had gotten up to see him earlier Saturday morning, and one of those friends was also his co-host on the Veterans Hour that you heard here on KFGO, and that is the commander of the United Patriotic Bodies, Terry Richardson. Terry, hello, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Sandy. How's everything going there?
Well, it's going well. We lost our buddy over the weekend, though.
Yeah, we sure did. We sure lost a good veteran and a fighter for veterans' causes.
Did you get a chance to see him?
Yeah, I went up there on Friday to talk to him because, well, there's matters about the Veterans Hour that he wanted to talk about, but he was sleeping, and Zoe was up there, and I talked to her a little bit, and she says, well, maybe this is not the best time, and I said, I'll try call him on Saturday, and then, I found out he passed away about 15 minutes before that.
Right. I know that some of our DAV members made it up there. And of course, Ed was a life member of the Disabled American Veterans. He was a life member of the VFW and a member of the American Legion. Also, Order of the Purple Heart and the Uniform Service of Disabled Veterans. When did you meet Sarge?
I met him probably 10 years ago. It was when I got elected to the United Patriotic Bodies as commander again. And then that's when I actually met him, and we started working on functions that involve veterans throughout the community. And you know, the main thing, and I think it's probably one of the things that I'm most proud of, and Ed was certainly the biggest contributor, was the Veterans Memorial Bridge signs on Main Avenue there.
He was very proud of that and worked tirelessly on it.
Oh, yes. And, you know, we went to St. Paul and we went to Bismarck to get legislation approved on that bridge there. Ed was fundamental on as far as getting the funds raised for that. He by far was the biggest fundraiser on that bridge.
You know, we saw firsthand, being Ed's friend and also being a part of United Patriotic Bodies and the Disabled American Veterans, so we saw firsthand how tirelessly he worked and unselfishly he worked for veterans. But maybe you can explain that, what you saw in this man all these years.
Well, you know, Ed is, he's a veteran, you know, master sergeant, and towards the later part of his life, he decided to dedicate his life to veterans. He's the one that actually went over to KFGO and asked him if he could have that Veterans Hour spot on there, and he wanted to get the word out about veterans and things that are important to what veterans need, you know. So, you know, Ed was very, very good at that, talking to the veterans and different organizations. And he was probably the limelight of the veterans community in this community here as far as talking and supporting veterans.
He was indeed. His name was at the forefront. When you said Ed Milligan, things sort of moved in another direction. I remember first meeting him with his wife, Lou, and I don't know that people quite realize how much he missed his wife, who was commander in the Disabled American Veterans Auxiliary and who's shoes we all try to fill as good as we possibly can.
They both were very active, you know, and I think Lou was president of the DAV for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if, was Ed ever commander? I don't know if he ever took that position or not, but do you know, Sandy?
You know what? I'm not sure if he was ever commander. You'd think he was.
Yeah, you would think he was.
The way he ordered us around, you'd think he was. But, you know, that was what was so precious about Ed, the reason that I became a member of the Disabled American Veterans, became an officer, and now my fourth year as commander of the auxiliary was because of him.
Yeah, he was great to push you into positions that you didn't really want to always do, you know, like high positions like the president and the commanders over there. And you know, and we had such an in because he was involved deeply with the Teamsters too, you know, and so it was such a great position that he had over there that helped all the veterans.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm trying to see. He was the trustee for the Teamster Union for 7 years. And so, indeed, that's, you know, all of these thousands of dollars that is that have been raised for the veterans. Ed Milligan was really at the forefront in our connection to so many people, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And he actually got $10,000 donated for the Veterans Memorial sign. So the Teamsters came in strong there, too. So
he was also,
all because of Ed.
And also, well, we could go on, couldn't we? This is Terry Richardson, commander of the United Patriotic Bodies, talking about our dear friend, Ed Milligan. You know, I was away this week. I got a call when I was out of town from his niece, Zoe, and I was coming home and I knew I could get up on Saturday afternoon, but I didn't rush because she said it wasn't his last hours, but he wasn't the same. And unfortunately, I missed saying goodbye, but he always knew that I loved him. We always exchanged that, always a hug and always a great affection for each other. I was very lucky to have had him in my life, and so are the veterans. And the work that he's done really will continue, won't it?
Yeah, we'll keep working at it. And Ed was an advocate for that. And anything that comes up with veterans issues, we certainly will keep pushing on it. So,
well, Ed Milligan, by the way, the visitation will be from 5 until 7 o'clock tomorrow, Tuesday, March 25th at Bolger Funeral Home. And then his funeral mass will be at 10 a.m. on Wednesday at St. Mary's Cathedral with visitation 1 hour prior. He was a devout Catholic, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He went to school, Catholic schools, and he always kept that in the back of his mind when he was thinking about things that, you know, with the community and people.
He always had a good joke, and he was a pretty skilled flirt, I might add.
Oh yeah, yes he was.
I'll tell you, he would charm those beauty queens like you have never seen before. Ones who would always come and visit us.
He was harmless though, so he was a good guy. You know,
he was. He'd tell us, you know, he'd call me and he'd say, "Well, sweetheart, get me this." Or, sweetheart, do this. You know, and that's really how he would ask you to do something. And if I would usually do whatever I could. And then if I couldn't, he'd say, "Well, that's okay, sweetheart. That's okay. Don't you worry about a thing." So he'd be so demanding, but yet in the same sense, he'd be so comforting and so accepting if you just couldn't do something that day.
Yeah. He the Veterans Hour was a major thing for him in his life. And he wants to ensure that program still keeps going forward, you know, and I hope we can do that. And one of the main things he wanted to talk to me about was the Veterans Hour. And then I told Zoe the other day when we were up there talking, I said, if Ed comes awake again, just ensure that I will try to bring that forward in memory of him and keep that program going. If we can do that, I'm not sure if we can do that, but
Well, you know, Terry, I'm sure it can and will be done with people like you at the helm of it. You know, this morning I searched to find previous editions of that show, the Veterans Hour from KFGO, the last one we were able to get on the air on a Saturday because of all the interference we have during the fall and winter was November 2nd, and our recording device doesn't go back that far. So if anybody has any recordings of a Veterans Hour, we'd like to be able to get a hold of it one way or another, email it to us or drop it off or whatever, and we'll try to remember his voice here on KFGO.
We appreciate that, John.
Well, and I thank you for all you've done, Terry Richardson. Thank you so much for joining us today. And Ed Milligan is with the love of his life, Lou. And with that, I'll find some peace. Thank you.
Keep the memory of Ed going. Thank you, Jack and Sandy and KFGO.
I really think Ed, listening, would appreciate this.